Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay. Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen.
Hi.
Hi, Brendan.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh.
I've seen you since then.
So I know. I've seen you, but it was great in Jersey and loving the stuffing. I was in charge of the gravy. Alex made a beautiful caramelized maple tart.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And that's that.
Nice.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I spent it in Morningside Heights. I made mac and cheese, of course.
And you had the honor of having Jamie's famous cookie hats.
Yes, the hats.
Which are an inverted...
Keebler fudge round. Fudge stripe round.
Is that the name? There's got to be like a fudge Keebler
stripe.
Name.
Yeah, it's Keebler fudge stripes, okay. I think, yeah.
So it's upside down. We put a little icing on it.
A Rolo.
Attach a Rolo to the upside down cookie,
yeah,
and via then, icing,
then a Reese's Pieces
as like a little flare.
Yeah, well, no, the Reese's is a buckle.
Oh, I thought it was just kind of like a little like pop a color.
Oh my god! Speaking of Reese's Pieces, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I was in like middle school, I used to always go to the movies with my friend Daniel and his twin brother Ben.
Mm.
Oh, friend Daniel.
Yeah.
Another
you have an
person.
Affinity.
Yeah. And we went to go see like Night at the Roxbury or something. And I was wearing khaki shorts. And I always used to get Reese's Pieces when I went the movies.
I see where this is going.
And a bunch of them fell like in my lap / under my seat or under my pants.
And that hot bus cooked up.
And it looks like I shit in my pants.
Reese's roasting on an open fire.
Who knew my bus was that hot back then?
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, so we've got some news to get into.
And it's bussin' and it's hot.
I would actually refer to her as bussin' and hot.
Okay.
Sadly.
I'm okay.
Okay, we'll get to that. Taylor Armstrong tweeted today, love spending time with the ladies of RHOC and thankful I got to give the viewers an update on my life. I've made some real friendships and I cherish. Wishing the ladies all the best for season 18. P.S. adding season 17 to my IMDb. So she got fired, y'all.
This is for the best.
And then people reported, meanwhile, pickup letters for season 18 of RHOC went out on Tuesday. A source close to production told people that all of the season 17 cast, save for Armstrong, are expected to return, with filming set to begin in January.
Okay. So when I say this is for the best, I would say, I would invoke, when God closes one door, he opens a window. Or when he opens a window, he opens a door.
I forget what he opens. And why are you calling God him when Ariana told us God is a woman?
Or when Mother God told us love is one.
Don't bring up Mother God. We just had the most stressful pre-show that you can listen to on Patreon. Dan describing this horrible documentary to me.
Yeah. It's one of those situations where I'm like not recommending something. I'm just like walking you through my life.
Anyways, so the door that God is opening is actually to Jesus drugs herself.
Yes.
We think. It's not been decided.
Ooh, well, I feel like there's a lot of Easter eggs.
Well, I mean, Alexis Bellino obviously had her big moment at BravoCon.
Mm.
She's been really close with Heather Dubrow. And some people might think that Heather is doing the casting here these days.
It's Frank Kellyanne.
Yes, it's Frank Kellyanne. And then she was obviously spotted with John Jansen like last week. But then again, she was like spotted with him like yesterday.
Oh my God.
So all signs point to an Alexis return, which could be great.
And there's an additional sign pointing to it. One attendance to a who's who, which is Kathy Hilton's DirecTV holiday party. Right? Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're calling it, yeah.
Well, there's a DirecTV step and repeat. So I'm assuming like that is the reason for the season.
And Kathy Hilton.
Not Jesus. Yeah,
Kathy Hilton, who did leave the show she was on Bravo, Beverly Hills, yet will appear as we record this tonight on Watch What Happens Live. Her inviting the who's who of Bravo and Dixie D'Amelio.
No, not Dixie D'Amelio. Kathy's just been like all over the place this week, really.
Yes. So a clip from Paris's show came out.
Yeah.
Of Paris surprising Kathy
with a baby.
With a baby that is Paris's baby.
A baby that Kathy did not know existed until being in its presence.
I know, which is wild. But I was prepared for this because I had seen the trailer for this season of her show, and this is implied.
Okay. Yes. And I think it might have even been known that it was like secret to everyone when the baby was born a year ago.
That's how the trailer was set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you run a walk to find this clip. Yolanda Fisher posted it somewhere.
And I think like Peacock posted it.
I know, but like if you
let's give Yolanda the credit.
Let's give Yolanda. It's just like a fright to watch. And then watching like Hoda and Jenna Bush Hager like
react
to the clip is its own show in and of itself.
Oh. Speaking of Jenna Bush Hager, did you watch Rosalind Carter's funeral?
No, but my mom reported that it looked like some of the pallbearers were like not holding the casket evenly.
Oh,
like it looked a little lopsided.
Interesting that was her takeaway.
That was like her big takeaway.
I this is going to sound like really bad.
Oh.
I think it's very interesting when all of the leaders and former leaders of our country, all the girls have to get together. So I'm always fascinated during this kind of event.
I saw Melania. Was Donald there?
No.
Okay. So Melania was representing the family.
Donald, Barack, George were all not there.
Oh.
But it was like important for all the girls to be there.
Oh, yes, yes,
all
yes,
the
yes,
first
yes,
ladies
yes,
were
yes,
there.
Yes, 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 yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, because it's honoring another first lady.
Yeah. The grandson gave a good speech. I seek that out.
Garth and Food Network's
Trisha Yearwood. They sang Imagine by John Lennon.
Okay, I do not know that. That's what they sang. And funny to choose that because like that song has had like, I would say, a bad moment in the past few years.
Oh, yeah, during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kristen Wiig and Gal Gadot.
That plus like, also there was like that Millie Millie Bobby Brown clip of her singing it too.
I will say, if you want to hear a good performance of Imagine, there's a clip of Lady Gaga singing at an HRC dinner in 2009 that you might be able to find online. It's a really good performance. All right.
So we
let's get back to Kathy Hilton.
We've really strayed from Kathy Hilton's holiday party. A who's who, one might say.
I mean, Katie Maloney.
Okay, I'm gonna throw out a name. I'm not even sure if you notice this. Amra and Nick.
Oh, I noticed because Katie Maloney posted a photo with them.
Like, to me, that's Dorinda voice.
Important.
Like,
well, they love an event.
Yes, but I would imagine like not everyone's invited.
Who's doing the guest list?
Because I read somewhere that Angie K was Mary's plus one.
That's wild. Also, Mary being there. And then we have a lot to say about Mary coming up.
It's almost like our Salt Lake City recap is going to be more about There's Something About Mary than the show, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa and Louie.
Amazing. Obviously, like, Crystal was there. Then Crystal hosted either a pre-party or an after party.
After party, I want to say.
I heard differing accounts.
Oh, okay. It just fell out.
But if you want to, like, believe, like, Queens of Bravo or whatever, I think it might have been a pre-party. But I don't know.
Okay.
Obviously, Faye Resnick, stunning.
Larsa Pippen always, like, shimmying her way to the center.
And it feels like she shouldn't be here.
Mm.
We got all three Richard sisters.
Oh. Yeah.
Was Morgan Wade there? No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wasn't posing for pics.
She's going to be posing tonight.
Yeah, for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, as we're watching Beverly Hills as we record this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. A little behind the scenes. We're recording before we usually do. So we're going to watch two shows tonight together. Yeah. Scary.
Anyone else of note that we want to really like highlight that was there? Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney? Was Tom Schwartz there?
I don't know. Meredith Marks and Seth were
there. Meredith Marks was there.
Meredith loves being places.
Oh my God. I think we were some of the first people to ever talk about this.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, once we saw her show up to that baseball game in Coney Island, I was like,
we kept our eye on her.
I was like, this is a place I would be, not you.
Meredith Marks, like, having the time of her life on the red carpet, doing Meredith Marks impressions.
I love her being a comedy queen.
I normally hate when the girls like give their signature lines.
The thing is, it's annoying when like Luann or Dorinda do it.
Yeah.
Because like they don't actually get into
character
like Meredith does. Meredith goes back to Palm Springs and gets as drunk as she was for that moment.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Is she one of our greatest?
No, get out of there. She's like one of the worst in the actual show.
No.
Okay. Anything else about Kathy's?
I mean, why weren't we invited?
It would have been an honor. Oh, well, Heather Dubrow and Alexis Bellino, as we said.
Oh, of course.
Just to close it out. Yeah. Like that was, they were holding hands.
They were cheek to cheek.
They were cheek to cheek.
Yeah. And
all signs point to things coming up, Alexis.
I know. And she's like doing this like same styling everywhere she goes these days.
Very like Bart Simpson.
Yeah. But it's like the hair in a pony, but with like the two little like tendrils.
Tentacles?
You know, those two little things that hang from the face.
Yeah, the things that hang from the face. Wow.
And then our last little bit of news is our friend Evan Ross Katz did a blockbuster today.com interview with one Andy Cohen that was like fully photographed.
Quite the photo shoot.
I know. I did not know that Rockefeller Center had like a garden on the roof. So while Dan was cooking me dinner tonight, I was basically reading him the piece.
Yes, I love a bedtime reading.
And my favorite quote from Andy that made us laugh for some reason. I don't know.
A little pointed. I would say.
And he was talking about the Bravo audience and like how he deals with like certain criticisms, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And he goes, and also, I think gay Twitter might have a different reaction to a housewife or to things that are happening on the show than a lot of suburban women who are watching. And I think it's also mainly suburban women or mainly women in general that are watching. So it's important to listen to everybody and take that all into account. Drag us to hell
not,
and back.
Not our loud gay voices. Annoying gay voices.
I appreciate being called out.
Calling out.
Yeah.
Somebody's crying. I also think
our audience is mainly suburban women too.
I would say women of the woods, women of the city, women of the suburbs.
And gays in Ireland.
And gays in Ireland. Gays in Germany.
Yes. There's one gay in Germany.
I think, no, the Spotify rap told me there's many gays in Germany.
Good.
Yeah. I think that's it for the news.
Let's get to Potomac because the name on everybody's lips, but like, negatively?
The show that you almost forgot to watch.
Okay. So here's the thing. On a Sunday night these days, especially after a long weekend, I want to be sitting in the dark in my bed and like my little nest doing TikTok time.
Okay. I would say, and this was maybe the case for you at some point, there was a point where like Potomac was the Sunday night reprieve, like to give you hope.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. I also like used to have a TV in my bedroom and now I don't. So maybe if I had that, I would watch it in bed.
Oh, interesting.
No.
We like almost never use the TV in bed. The TV in bed is like for if you're like a sick boy at home, like laying in bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can argue that I'm always a sick boy.
Yeah, true. That argument could be made. Okay. Potomac. We've got Giselle, who, it's funny, like, people complaining about a lot of things online. I don't hear enough people complaining about Giselle.
Oh, I was going to argue opposite.
Oh.
I don't hear a lot of people complaining about Ashley.
There's nothing to complain about with Ashley.
She's the one who's causing all the bad things to happen.
But that's good. But that's good.
No, but like she's causing like the problematic shit to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Giselle, the headline here is, "Oh, Juan was screaming at me."
Yeah, which like she pulled this with Chris last season.
But my point is like this is being pulled very differently. Juan is screaming at me, but like, it's no big deal. Like, I'm just going to talk to her about it. And like, it's fine, blah, 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 blah. Like, Chris wasn't screaming at her.
I know. Also, like, I'm tired of shit from off camera.
Okay.
Why? If you're going to a reasonably shady tour in Atlanta.
Okay.
Why aren't cameras coming with us?
Sure. Well.
Like, we, as a show, have history of going to Atlanta.
The problem is like, they're going to Atlanta. Candace is performing here. Everyone's going everywhere. We can't be all places at once.
I feel like we can.
Okay.
Even an iPhone up.
Yeah.
The thing is like, okay. It's so hard to believe shit Giselle says that she claims happens off camera.
Yeah.
It's getting quite annoying.
And this is coming from the superest of fans.
Yeah. Hate to say it.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. Speaking of Candace, her and Mama Dot. We're talking about the music career. And it's interesting that we're kind of like talking about how the mom is respecting her more because of the music career.
Which is so fucked up.
But like, we are also, Candace is talking about like the money she is putting into this. Which, I mean, I had an inkling that this has got to be like, not for profit.
You mean my career?
No. I mean like we're building something here by doing what we're doing, right? Like, it's not like a Taylor Swift, like, stadium tour where we're making money hand over fist.
Exactly. I mean, she's doing city wineries. Like, the last one we went to was a smaller space. And think about it. She's paying a lot of people.
Yeah.
She had an opener. She has, what, at least four dancers. And there's a band.
A band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Tom Sandoval, where he's hiring a 17-person band for no reason.
An orchestra.
She's hiring people who are necessary to a success for this career, but it is, there's probably not a lot of ROI right now, and you're right, she's building.
Mm. Yeah.
ROI, that's like a, that's capitalism term. whenever anyone says something like that to me, I'm like, what are you saying? Oh my
God. Brendan, please. Okay, so there's that. What else do we have before pickleball?
Well, I do want to say, when she's in the conversation with Mom and Tot, and like they're starting to talk about the other girlies, and then like Candace says something along the lines of like, adults don't lie. And Mama Dot smartly says, actually, they do.
Mm. That's very powerful.
We're with a lot of liars on this show.
Yeah. There's
we get the sit down with, not a sit down, but like a Giselle and Robin, like little dinner where they're having a soft pretzel. And we're getting the Giselle is a cougar moment of the waiter.
That was like the one good Giselle moment.
Yeah. And we get, I mean, like, it's also nice to see Jason's face on the screen. We got it a couple times.
In a flash sideways.
Yes.
Because he's currently in the winter house.
It wasn't even a flash sideways. It was like a, they did an editing thing that was like comparing him to the waiter and like guessing their ages.
I'm still going to label that as a flash sideways since we do see him. A few days later.
And it is a side-by-side. Maybe a flash side-by-side.
A flash side-by-side.
Good song, by the way.
By Arianka?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, people are mad at her.
For?
The cheating thing. I was on a subreddit.
Like, still?
Yeah, I was on a subreddit for a popular podcast, and like people were mad at her in the comments.
Okay. For cheating on whomst? For
breaking the marriage.
Oh, for
between
the
SpongeBob.
Well,
and...
so he's the one that's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. We're spending more time with NECA and her husband.
And he's coming off a flight in Scrubs.
We're doing 1 week on, 1 week off.
Yeah. But the Scrubs on the flight thing confused me.
Why?
I don't think I've ever seen somebody in Scrubs on the flight.
I would feel good about it. I'm like, all right, we have a doctor in the house.
Sure, but like, yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine it's like a comfortable way to travel too.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not judging too hard. I just have never seen
it.
That
seems like a Judge Judy right here. Yeah, that's interesting that they are half the time apart.
I know.
It's like semi-long distance.
Yeah, it's like being... kids of divorce and like only seeing your parents like
every
other
week. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. So they're still trying to have a kid, timing the ovulation with
her champagne
and the flights and everything. Yeah.
What's your like general read on her so far? Four episodes in.
I feel like it's been like her introduction addition to the show has been like
tumultuous.
A slip and slide.
Yeah, I liked her episode like one, I feel. But like this episode, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it all comes down to pickleball.
Yeah, which...
I think there's really a lot to say about pickleball. Number one...
They installed pickleball courts in my mom's neighborhood.
Oh. Your mom loves pickleball.
She now loves it. And like, she's a part of... She's not currently on the Homeowners Association board, but she's as a former president, much like having to show up to Rosalind Carter's funeral. She's like kind of still involved.
So she was a president of the very board she lives in.
Yeah.
No longer on the board at all.
No, she was a president. She was a vice president. They like always asked her back, but like she's
tired.
It's just like...
She's of counsel.
She's part of the legacy. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like Obama calling George W. Bush or whatever.
All right. Sure. Sure, sure. Okay. So I'm not understanding, like, the squeezing of four women per side of court.
Well, that's not how you play.
Because, like, you can barely swing your arm.
I know.
It feels like.
It's not how you play. They should have listened to the instructors.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can't go in the kitchen? I've never played.
I've never played. I'm not interested.
Kelly Dodd and her husband own a house in Palm Springs that's called, like, the Pickleball Palace. And the whole, like, draw is to go there to play pickleball.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
I mean, was Randall Emmett the first person to introduce pickleball to Bravo?
Perhaps.
Crazy.
Ashley bringing this...
assistant?
This white guy.
Well, at least there's two white guys.
But, like, for me, Matt is, like, an old friend.
Yeah, of course. Did Matt even get, like, a title card when
he
walked in?
We know who he is.
Yeah, I know.
He made this happen. This big wall. I mean, this is truly all hands on deck. We have everyone, including Juan Dixon.
Well, that was the gag of the season.
Yeah.
He doesn't usually show up.
No.
Yeah. But who was saying, well, he has no job now?
Oh, no.
The reason he has no job is because he was allegedly
involved in a bad situation. A
bad cover up.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So Robin walking in her, like,
McSheen.
Like, leotard pickleball outfit. Icon.
Are you still, like, Robin super fan? Super F?
Oh, was I a Robin super fan? Am I a little Robin?
Roll the tapes.
I do still drink from my Robin Dixon tagline coffee mug that I won from, like, a Twitter trivia question with Bravo from, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
And you, let's remind you that you got to choose any Potomac housewife to get their tagline.
Well, I mean, she had the best tagline of that year, I want to say.
Oh, okay. You're a Robin superfan.
Okay. I'm a little...
Dumpsters know.
I'm the founding member of the La Robins. Okay. So, headline news, NECA versus Wendy.
Yes.
And it's kind of like everyone's a little wrong and a little right, as is often the case.
Explain that to me.
Like, NECA's right about, like...
Wendy being familiar with who she was.
Yeah. But, like, I think also at the same time, Wendy's is right of, like, you don't really know me. Like, you just know me as, like, a public figure.
Sure. And you not knowing that this started because of Ashley Darby.
No, Ashley just, like, stirred the drink of the Osu and the shrines.
It's
and
a pretty
this.
Big drink to stir.
Yeah, it is. It's bad. But
during that moment when Wendy and NECA start fighting and Karen goes to Giselle, you did this, didn't you? And she was like, Giselle was like, no, like, for once I didn't. That is, like, a good friendship still.
Oh, wait. There one funny thing. When, like, Juan was walking in and we had, like, the quotes on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
By, it's like, Mia, comma, CEO, Giselle, comma, producer. Like, that had me screaming. Yeah. By heavens. Yeah. I wish both NECA and Wendy would just stop.
We don't know the depths of what Wendy's being accused of culturally.
Yes.
And so I think, like, we kind of just don't understand how deep this allegation goes.
Yeah. But I was laughing when Wendy was, like, flipping her hair and just kept repeating, it's a flop over and over.
Yeah. And then the Facebook thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like...
I'm actually, like, not sure who to believe.
Well, here's the thing. We're probably around their ages, right?
Yeah.
And these Facebook was such a weird thing for those of us who grew up like needing a college email address to get on Facebook. Mm. And then I feel like everyone was friending each other.
Sure.
So like I have Facebook friends who I like click into their profile and I'm like, I have no idea who this is.
Oh, but yeah.
It seems we went to college together.
Yeah. Oh my God. Especially for the gals
yeah.
who like married.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Jessica Hoomst.
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
You're changing your name.
I don't know what you are presenting to me.
Yeah. But I don't, the screenshots is proof. This like little
wait,
moment.
Wait, no. That was like art.
Well, no, I know, but it's like the editor's trying to show us proof.
As proof. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like anyone can take a screenshot of a profile.
And show like yeah. like friend to change to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was not buying that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like to me, as a peer, it sounds crazy to like unfriend on Facebook. Like when's the last time you added or removed a friend on Facebook?
Not in a while.
Like, I don't...
So join
like,
our Facebook group.
No, we don't even promote that. That's like dead now. Like, that used to be like a vibrant community.
Yeah.
But like, I just like, where do we go? We're lost.
Yeah, they did try to like promote that like Twitter thing for a while.
Yeah, and that's not a thing.
Yeah.
The girls are on Reddit these days.
I'm on Reddit.
Is that where... It should be?
No.
Okay.
The girls are on Reddit. I mean, like, I'm on Reddit, but I'm only lurking.
Okay.
Did you hear that Z-Way wrote in her book about being somebody who gets into arguments on the Housewives Reddit?
I do not know. Wait, it's in the book?
Yeah.
Okay, so the book is currently in Alex's
possession.
Hands, and then it will be in mine after.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it, like... ends in this like big, not like fight, but it's like just like people crowded around.
Well, we got Juan knocking over the food, setting the place on fire.
Yeah.
The demons. Yeah, listen, this isn't peak Potomac, but I like love being with them.
My thoughts on this, because, okay, and I feel like I'd say this all the time.
Oh.
Everyone's being so negative about the season of Potomac, and it's not the best right now, but we're four episodes in.
Next week, we're going away.
To Austin.
That's something.
Yeah.
I'm excited to just, let's hold judgment till our first mini trip.
Yeah.
I love how like we have like a mini, it's like the mini challenge and the maxi challenge.
Yeah.
They copied. Drag Race. They copied Drag Race. Okay. Let's head on over to Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Wow.
It's like every... Okay, so on the opposite side, like this season is giving every episode...
It like in my brain, I'm like juggling between is Salt Lake the peak or is Miami the peak? And you kind of got to give Salt Lake some credit for giving us so much with so few people.
Yeah, and I agree, but I think like both can peak, but it's different peaks.
It's different
one
peaks.
Of the peaks.
Twin peaks, one might say.
Yes. The Miami peak, we are on Earth. The Salt Lake peak, we are on Mars.
These people, Mars mountainous?
Probably.
Okay.
Aren't there mountains everywhere? It's just like Salt Lake, love them all. They barely act human.
They barely. Who's the human amongst us? I don't know. Even the extras don't feel of this world. Like the people like taking the order, like fitting them for the suit. Right?
That scene.
In like the, what is this? The modern day Mormon missionary haberdashery. Haberdashery? Is that for hats? Or
I think
for
that's
clothes?
For hats. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they could wear a hat too.
The modern day Mormon suit supply.
Suitery.
Yeah. Suit supply has such a bad name, but they make a good suit.
I've literally never heard of that before.
Oh, look it up.
Like, is it local?
It is international, maybe. It literally has the worst name because it feels like Walmart, but they make a good soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll like the way you look.
Not that. Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to go to the suitery?
Lisa Barlow cries every day.
Me too.
Lisa Barlow live tweeting is actually the funniest thing.
That is notes on camp.
Normally, keep Housewives off Twitter. Keep Lisa Barlow on Twitter. Like, with these... If you're not watching it, the out-of-context tweets are just, like, so funny.
I know. If I were invited to the Met Gala when they did notes on camp, I would wear a suit from the Mormon suitery that had just, like, Lisa Barlow tweets on them.
Jack Barlow loves his mother.
Could you imagine? Like, I could not imagine. Just like the way he dismisses her is so.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, that's the haberdashery. We got, we've got like party suits there.
Yeah.
But normally you have to like keep it cool.
That's the haberdashery.
Okay. We got Angie K and Heather Gay.
In that home.
In that blindingly white home.
Heather Gay performing every time she walks through a door. Being like, I can't believe I'm here. Look at the view.
No, you gotta give it to her because like we...
She keeps the show together.
We hated her.
Last year.
Last season. And last Rugged.
Rugged 3. She really turned the car around.
She bounced back. Not that she's like the brightest star in the sky right now, but she was in like a bad place.
But she is a good scene partner this season.
Yeah. Like as noted in the Andy Cohen Diaries, she's like, I'm having a tough time right now.
Yeah.
And Andy was like talking her through it. Last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We've got... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mary and Monica. I think this is actually, in a way, headline news. So,
you
let me explain.
Talk about what I came saw. Up on. Yeah.
Someone I follow, Shay, who lives in Salt Lake City.
Kool-Aid?
Not Kool-Aid. He is in the orbit of all these women.
Was he in the chorus? Does he know the like bear?
He's
the
not
the real house bear.
He's
or whatever?
Not in the chorus, but he went to the Bad Mormon book signing, and his report from the streets of Salt Lake is the following. He said the girls said at book signing, not book signing, book event, Mary stopped filming in Palm Springs. And that's what we were reporting during the filming of the season of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And then we felt stupid. We were like, oh, here Mary is all these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And what the girls are guessing is that Mary changed her mind and was willing to film more and then filmed all these pickup scenes like after the fact.
At her house.
She's taking meetings at the house with Heather Gay, Monica.
Meredith. Yeah.
Three separate meetings.
And like, here's the thing. Especially with Monica this episode, I was like, Mary looks so different. Yes. And like, Mary looks in this episode like she did at Kathy Hilton's party last night.
Yes, yes. Did we film this a week ago?
Like, it's wild. So I believe. I don't want to spread misinformation, but I believe.
But sometimes you have to like take the information you have
and
create information.
And miss it.
And you gotta miss it sometimes. And then you have to get information.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We learned why we focused on Sherry during the Prism event a few episodes ago. in this episode.
I have a lot to say about this.
Say it.
Not a lot to say. I just like wonder. Mm. I don't know if I personally, and I'm not judging Whitney for doing this. I don't know if I personally would go attend this event the day after.
Sure.
And like, Whitney's a professional, so she wants to get back to work and do her job. So I don't, I have no judgment, but I'm like very emotional. I cried.
Oh my God, you cried. Yeah. Oh, well, you always so cry. Sad. You cry every day, like Lisa Barlow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it makes sense given the bevy of flashbacks that we ended up having of Sherry at all these events that we didn't even know she was at. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly she was part of this orbit of filming the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure in like Whitney's mind, she's like, she was a part of this. Like, she would want me to keep filming.
And she basically says that. She's like...
In she says it in less...
Not filming terms.
Fourth wall-y terms.
She says, like, along the lines of, like, Sherry showing up to an event. My event, like, days before she died. She would want me to get back out there and, like, have a shot or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just... It is interesting. And it's, like, it is kind of damning of Lisa. And I think that's, like, Lisa realizes it in the moment, you can tell. Because when Lisa gets caught... She takes off that mic and runs.
Yeah. So I think different people process grief differently.
Of course.
And Lisa's probably the type to be like, I don't want to talk about it if I'm going through it. So like, you're like, oh, they don't want to talk about it if they're going through it.
That's interesting. I think even if you like quote unquote don't want to talk about it, you do mention it or give a significant embrace or something
sure.
day after someone told you via text.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially
even if flowers are en route.
I mean, like the fact that they hadn't made it yet, like like, I thought what, like, for example, I thought what Meredith did was perfect.
Yeah.
It was, like, her event, like, she really embraced Whitney, and then she was able to still have her event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monica calling the girls over for donuts and rum. It was so funny. Like, we were in the middle of something and she's like, oh, I got to do this shit still.
We were in the middle of Lisa and Whitney trying to tell Lisa about Sherry.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like, Monica was like, no, we got to do it.
We got to do it.
Also, I have a question.
Oh.
That we kind of skipped over because Heather and Monica met for drinks before this event.
Yeah.
And then they went in together and Monica like, was she providing the vodka for this event? Because she walked in with that case of vodka.
Oh. No, was she holding the... Maybe it was a box that had the rum in it.
Okay, but it was... Okay, but it was like a... It was like a Finlandia vodka box. But
sometimes when you go to a liquor store, they just give you the box.
I know.
Yeah.
But this is also like, okay, first season housewife.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's go back to the donuts and rum.
Okay, the donuts are around, like, as, like, people are crying, like, we're doing this scene that, like, we should have done during Pioneer Day?
Probably, yeah.
When we were announcing the trip?
Yeah, because, like, the game announcing the trip was weird, too.
Okay. And then?
When these people tried to take the donuts?
And then when the gay man tried to take the donut, and she stopped him and told him no. And then said, oh, actually, someone didn't come so you could have her box.
You can have Angie K's box and Angie K's rum bottle.
Oh, my God.
They are on Mars, these people.
It's so funny. And, like, you know, I would have loved Angie K here. But the fact that, like, this scene was so dynamic with five women. Mary's, like, locked in a house. Angie K cannot step within 300 yards of Meredith.
The Angie K not being allowed at Meredith events is actually like another housewife. It's like fun and interesting. Because you know if she did come, she'd be wearing the biggest fucking sunglasses you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, I forgot about the Meredith Lisa lunch.
Oh, yes.
But I could not even I could never understand what Meredith is saying.
She's always kind of like making up her own narrative that doesn't make sense.
She's like speaking in code and I can't translate it.
She's always like, well, I know there's rumors about you and rumors about me and rumors about everyone. Like, it's like, okay.
And then if you say the rumor, but then like Lisa articulated what I've been wondering. It's like, Angie said, like, I don't want to be your friend because, like, something, like, very generic and nothing. Mm-hmm. And now Meredith has, like, exploded this into, like, a months-long fight.
And you know what?
Great. Good. Okay. And then we had the Lisa Whitney, like, chase scene.
I love a chase scene.
Ripping off the mics.
And, like, Heather's like, they just stormed out together.
They stormed out together. Oh, Heather. Heather's having a good one.
Heather, as an observational character, is also fun. We need somebody to, like, narrate during the party.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Good narrator.
I mean, like, she is gay, so.
We finally go to Bermuda next week.
Good.
I know. I can't wait.
I once did a report about the triangle there.
Hmm.
You know, the one where like people disappear?
Yeah.
Can't remember what I wrote about.
What's the result of your report?
I like remember making like a poster board. I also had to do one about like Stonehenge once.
Oh, I loved poster board culture.
I know. What a way to be creative.
That was like, why don't we do that anymore?
Because we're adults.
Well, I guess it's
now
like
we do like decks.
PowerPoints is like the modern day.
That's so lame though.
I know.
You could do so much with poster board.
Do the kids do decks or do they do poster boards?
I think they still do poster boards.
Oh, thank God. I think that's it for Salt Lake.
Great. Okay. So I thought this was a fun episode of Winter House. And I know that you're like the biggest hater. But, like, wasn't this kind of fun?
Kind of.
Like, Danielle having this meltdown, which, like, I don't think she's on the wrong side of history.
Okay. Wielding the knife. During the party. Knocking things into the sink. A little Brendonian.
I only pulled a knife on you once.
A little Brendonian. To me, like, the most interesting part was, like, Amanda trying, like, in real time trying to navigate, like, how to deal with Danielle. Because, like, there's history there
and
context.
And they're currently friends, or at least trying to be friends. And Danielle's being irrational in the conversation with Amanda.
And, well, Amanda's, like, witnessing the other women psych Danielle up.
Also, I will argue.
Oh.
It just came to me. So Amanda is trying to get Danielle to be cool girl, will hook up with this guy when he wants vibes, but then play cool at other times. And wasn't that how her and Kyle started?
Well, if the recipe works.
Is it working?
Yeah, I would say yes.
I don't know. Ask Dumois or whatever.
Love was winning. Oh, is Dumois talking shit?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
About them?
I'm just kidding. No, but like it is an interesting strategy to have, which I feel like might make someone feel like shit. Because, okay.
Okay.
From Danielle's perspective.
I'm going to like disassociate. Yeah. Tell me.
She's hooking up with this guy. She's catching a little feelings. And then like after you have sex with a guy and he walks upstairs and is like actively like not just talking to other women, like really going for it and flirting with other women.
Yeah.
How would you feel after you had been penetrated?
but didn't we come to learn like that woman was like,
well,
not flirting with him, but like
she wanted Malia, but there's other women. He's not, that's not the only woman. There are many.
But we all, like,
Also, Malia performatively making out with a woman, but then being like, I'm actually just straight.
Okay, so I'm coming from like a Malia, I don't know anything about you. And then I was reading online, like, people, like, this isn't like the first time as she...
They showed in a flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman with the same name, too.
Yeah. So, like, people were not surprised by Malia making out with a woman.
I know, but episode. It's just like, it's like...
Oh, so you think it's for, like, for shits and giggles and not, like, she's into it.
She literally said after they made out that she's straight. So oh. It's like the male okay. attention thing.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
And they got the attention they wanted. Mm. Or, I mean, she got the attention she wanted.
Okay. We got Riley. Riley making out with someone 17 years younger than her.
I know. It is a pity. Like, the thing is...
No, say what the pity is, and then I have a question.
The pity is... I wish Aisha didn't run out the door, even though she, like, she did get too drunk and had to be put to sleep, but, like, she is the best of us.
Now, riddle me this. Well, she didn't sell me. I'll tell you that much.
I know she didn't. Nothing's selling you. You're being a little bitch about this show.
Number one. And then number two, Aisha got a confessional, but Riley, who was there for more time, and then also left this episode, I think, did not get a confessional. Did she get a confessional?
I mean...
Nothing's really sticking for me.
Whoa. My answer to her not getting one is like, Bravo knows who Bravo their knows. Stars are.
Okay. Tom and Floody hook up.
What was it that... Okay, so I have a few notes about them hooking up in the bathroom. Mm. So they both have different...
Accounts
of it. But they were like rolling around the bathroom floor, which is disgusting. When like... When you're hooking up in the bathroom, you know you utilize the counter for like a standing up hookup. All right. And then we see her put her bra outside of the bathroom during that. Was that for dramatic effect?
And I think that's like college, like, don't come a knocking.
Yeah. But then Malia comes a knocking.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're weird. But then Aisha wakes up from her slumber and like doesn't know where she is and forces her way into the bathroom and kicks out Katie, and Tom's still there while she pees. That's comedy. That's a star.
I wasn't laughing, but okay, wait. So the Winterhouse gang we previously discussed is canon to Potomac. Giselle and Robin being... like, truly canon to Winterhouse now.
It's crazy.
Reasonably shady audio played. I was crying. Amanda.
What was Amanda's quote? I don't like Giselle.
I'm not a Giselle fan.
Because, I mean, obviously the history is that on Reasonably Shady the podcast, Robin and Giselle... Without naming her, but people figured it out.
Well, Robin eventually... confirmed it was Amanda on Watch Women's Live.
Yeah, like walking barefoot through the bathrooms at Javits Center during BravoCon.
Yeah.
But then I thought Amanda was like a fun sport about it. She's like, I don't not like her. She just thinks I'm disgusting.
Mother Batua. Mother God.
I mean, like... Maybe put Giselle in this universe and people would like her more.
See, if Giselle walked in the doors here, I would be fucking screaming.
It would be so funny.
I'd be like, you know, like in the cartoons when they like walk like on like the ceiling, like from the floor to the wall to the ceiling and then a circle. Yeah. Like that would have been me.
Yeah. So most people in the Bravo universe don't believe that there is a possibility that Jason and Giselle are a real thing. But you know what? I think...
You think love wins?
Love wins.
Okay.
Love was winning.
Love was winning. Love has won.
Love has won.
All right. That's Winterhouse.
That's Winterhouse.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So let's head on over to Beverly Hills.
So I will say, the way this was teased as like Dinner Party from Hell part two or whatever, or three.
What's two? The one where they like
the one at Kathy Hilton's
fought with Erica
house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where she's like wanting to like bite Sutton.
Yeah.
I think this kind of lived up to the hype a little bit.
And we're not even done.
We're not even done. It just was like a comedy take on Dinner Party the Hell.
Yeah. We're satirizing.
Like the girls were laughing.
The girls were laughing.
Or like at least we were laughing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's hang out first. Let's go to the tattoo parlor.
Well, yeah, I think before tattoo, we do a little dinner with Sutton and Garcelle.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we could jump around wherever we want.
Catch up, yeah, but let's go to the important thing is the introduction of Morgan Wade. This was one of the horniest scenes on television.
Juxtaposed with Kyle and Mauricio in the office later.
I know.
Which is so unhorny.
The tattoo. Saturn and like four stars. At first, I thought it was supposed to symbolize her and her, like, daughters.
And like, she could have easily said that to Mauricio later.
But maybe it does symbolize that, but she didn't want to leave him out or think he was left out.
I think you could get a tattoo for your children without, like, including your spouse.
That's like getting one of those like bumper stickers with like, you know, the family bumper stickers that you see.
And you're leaving out the man.
Leaving out the man.
I don't know. I think she could have still said it.
There's some symbolism here with Saturn and the ring.
It's like the return of Saturn.
Yeah, I meant more the ring.
Oh.
And the ring becomes a big conversation.
And it's like the ring didn't mean a thing.
Yeah. Though it meant a thing to some.
Yeah. This is love. Morgan and Kyle.
The reveal that Kyle was the one who tattooed Morgan.
Unbeknownst. Right? That had to be a bit. Like, she told her she was going to do that.
I guess. But, like, what about, like, Salvador or whatever?
What?
Our gay friend who was in the tattoo parlor.
Oh, yeah. We're like pushing him aside.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just kind of like in a supervisory role at this point.
True. Oh, earlier in the episode, I think we get the let's talk about Sutton around Kyle's kitchen island.
Oh.
And there's like a fucking chalkboard in the background where they wrote buying Beverly Hills.
Which
should be illegal.
Should be illegal. But who's suing? NBCU is suing? Because like Netflix would want the promo.
Yeah.
And Crystal's kind of like a secret agent at this roundtable discussion.
Crystal
is waking up.
She also just like, I think that this kind of proves that her and Sutton's like hangouts off camera that they're always at like a Dodgers game together.
A Dodgers?
Yeah.
It sounded like you said daughter's game.
They're always at someone's daughter's game together. No, they're always at a Dodgers game together. Mm. And I'm like, okay, so maybe their friendship is real.
Yeah, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be friendship is real or Crystal, like, seeing how the tides are turning.
Yeah. Sutton, not at Kathy Hilton's Christmas party, was she?
Oh. She'll be at like the more intimate one. This was like the
this was the DirecTV one.
This was the DirecTV one. Like she'll be at the like Christmas Eve one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe.
Okay. Garcelle and Sutton, two sisters. Was that where Garcelle gave the shady Dorit confessional about, I don't notice people's rings except for when Dorit was robbed and she still had all her jewelry.
The thing about this show is it's become really clear in this episode especially that they all hate each other.
Everyone hates.
I think like the only two people who don't hate each other are like Dorit and Kyle.
And they hate each other sometimes too.
Yeah.
Okay. Garcelle and Jax. We're getting a lot of Jax this year.
He loves the cam.
He loves the cam. It's just interesting that like they're filming so much given like the storyline of like you weren't like there for us and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, wouldn't that make you dislike the show or something?
I guess, but I mean, he sees its worth, I guess. Mm,
yeah.
I love whenever we rehash Garcelle's email to all of CAA about her husband.
I was trying to like put the timeline together. Like when they showed the news article, didn't it say 2010?
Yeah.
So like, Jax and Jade are 15. Then
16 now.
They're 16 now?
Yeah.
15 or 16. Okay. So then they were 2 or 3 years old at the time.
Yeah, because remember when she's retelling the story about her finding the text.
They're in the car seat.
They're in car seats.
Yeah. Although these days, apparently, like the kids wear car seats until they're like a teen. I swear to God, do you even recall wearing, like, being in a booster or a car seat as a child? Like,
no.
I don't even have, like, a recollection of
it. No. I was, like, banging around in the back of a station wagon.
You were just bumping it in the ceiling when you went over a speed bump.
Yeah. Not true.
Not a fan of Giselle. Okay. Dorit and Kate Berlant are helping Sutton pick a man.
And like, Dorit is being so just like mean to Sutton's face.
Good.
No, I liked it.
Yeah. We're obviously like planting a seed because that the man they picked, face was not blurred. So we will film with him, I'm assuming.
No, man they picked. Wait, no. Okay, yeah. Two men, face not blurred. So I think we're going to maybe meet both of them.
Okay. Yeah. I know at least one was blurred.
Yeah, I got confused.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was that. And
do you want to go to Kyle's?
Let's go to Kyle's.
So, first people to arrive are the lady sitter, Justin Sylvester, who's now like really famous, and Faye Resnick.
Arm in arm.
Faye looks so chic.
You actually do got to give it to Faye, looking better than ever.
Look and see. And we start setting up, like, Kyle has a bone to pick with Sutton. First of all, we get that, and then a little later, Kyle's setting up the, like, dinner party from hell, and we're, like, referencing Alison Dubois in such, like, a corny way. I'm like, just let this happen naturally.
Yeah. We're putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
We did get, a third interpretation of the elevator scene. Because we got one from Kyle last week on FaceTime with Dorit, and we got it again with Dorit and Crystal around the island.
I know.
I believe the after show is starting this week on YouTube. We need now Sutton doing Kyle doing Sutton doing Erica in the after show.
But this also is going to be something that definitely comes back to bite because we're referencing it a lot. And even Garcelle, like at their little sit down, was like, said something about the elevator and how she thought it was a setup.
Yeah.
These teams.
Okay. So then, like, also, everyone seems to have a plus one.
Except for Anne-Marie. She comes alone. And we're meeting Anne-Marie for the first time.
Well, Anne-Marie is almost being set up as, like, Kyle's plus one.
Well, she's a neighbor.
Okay. And she comes in, lip-syncing for her life.
Ooh, guns blazing.
She's like, oh, I'm auditioning tonight.
Yeah. And I guess it worked out for her.
Yeah. Like, six episodes.
Were we auditioning four women tonight? Maybe five.
No. I love the narrative of, like, Denise just kept showing up. Like, no one from production asked her to. She just kept being in the room.
Well, I mean, no. This time, the first time she showed up, then production started inviting her.
But wasn't there a narrative of, like, Denise just kept showing up?
I mean, like, no, the narrative was she showed up the first time, and then they kept on inviting her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Her and Camille, these two fucking Romy and Michelle sisters.
Now.
Showing up to their high school reunion.
Ma'am. Denise. Like, she was looking a little wacky at Garcelle's event last week. And she, like, up the wackiness.
The thing is, she's, like, so hot that it works.
Mm.
Whatever.
Okay. I actually thought it was going to be, like, even sloppier at the table. But there was really only, like, the two moments.
She was making me laugh my ass off. Anytime they'd show her, like, facial reactions.
Reacting, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Crystal brings a friend, Nancy, I believe her name. And then Sutton brings a friend named Cynthia Bailey.
Heard of her?
Now, Cynthia Bailey, I think it bears repeating, is Kyle's friend / enemy from Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, they famously call that frenemies in the business.
Mm. Remember how iconic it was that those two were fighting? I actually loved that so much. Like, the two you would expect the least to fight, you would think they would get along.
I know. The thing about Cynthia Bailey, ever since she was fired from Atlanta, she's had an iconic run.
Now, I'm waiting for her moment, though, at this juncture.
So far, her moment at this has been, I'm going to eat the weed dinner and I'm going to drink, whether they like it or not.
Now, the Chiron weed dinner nonstop also had us laughing as if we were at the weed dinner.
Well, it's just, like, funny how far we've come.
Mm. Oh, like from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam and, like, Kyle, like, claiming she didn't eat the moon cake or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Dorit comes in Peter Pan drag. She's wearing the outfit and I'm sure, like, took the professional photo at home that she shoots before she goes out to post her Instagram. Like, they used that for her Peter Pan promotional materials.
Explain what this is, because people might not be as ingrained in the Dorit Kemsley Instagram as you.
So, Boy George in the UK, I want to say, maybe, is putting on a production this holiday season of Peter Pan, where he is playing Hook, I want to say. Maybe even another character.
Maybe the crocodile.
It sounds like everyone has a few characters up their sleeves. I believe Dorit is playing two characters. I think
is she Wendy?
No, she's no. to quote Kyle, don't flatter yourself. No, she's Mrs. Darling.
Okay.
And then I believe she's also at another point a mermaid.
Chic. Dua Lipa promo.
Dua Lipa. She's gonna pull a Houdini.
That's wild.
So the image used to promote Dorit in this production is a photo I believe to have been taken this very weed dinner night.
Good.
Erica coming in with her little pink get up.
Her second pink get up of the episode.
Okay. What was the first one?
She had that meeting with her publicist.
Oh, we forgot the publicist.
Her publicist looked like every PR person I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to hire anyone, then hire someone that looks like she's doing PR. Like, imagine you hire someone, they don't look like a PR girly. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
Okay. I love the way Sutton and Kyle fight. It actually, like, it tickles me.
Kyle's just, like, so dismissive at all times, but maybe for good reason.
I mean, Sutton's story. He's going to move to London.
And I have to move with him.
So the part of the equation that, like, I think needs to be spelled out a little bit is it appears there may be one minor child left.
Yes.
We've met
the two.
Who's probably, like, 16 or 17. Like, this is not like an infant.
Yeah.
Who, because of the move, the ex-husband is saying, oh, you need to move as well so that our son is there with both of us.
And, like, Kyle makes a good point. It's like, you're divorced. You don't have to do what he says.
Yeah. And then one of the sad portions of this is that Sutton will need to get more child support.
And, like, we learned earlier that she's getting $300,000 after taxes every month.
Oh, my God. You have to laugh.
Could you imagine?
You have to laugh to not cry.
I know.
Okay. You kind of gotta give it to Kyle for giving it to Sutton.
You gotta give it to Kyle, and then you gotta give it to Crystal. She's been absent.
Ooh. And she woke up.
She entered the room.
She said, I'm the messenger.
And then once we're back sitting at the table with everyone, she brings it up.
Yeah.
Then you gotta give it to Faye.
You gotta give it to
Faye defending.
If you need to bring a soldier into the battlefield, in the front lines, I want Faye Resnick beside me.
Put Faye at the end of the table.
Faye will go down for you.
I know. And then we've got Camille and Denise, two sisters cackling like the fucking eels from Little Mermaid.
Cackling hags. And Faye was supposed to be seated across from Denise and
Camille.
Camille. What kind of friend is Kyle? Kyle's got this woman who will lose her life for her. And then she's placing her across from Camille and Denise.
But didn't we as humans establish that, like, Camille and Faye, like, have been okay?
I think they decided to, like, amp it up.
Okay.
For this episode.
Yeah, everyone's, like, looking camp in the eye. Truly.
Yeah, and then even Garcelle's jumping in there. She's giving, like, Sutton's, like, giving her a layup.
Yeah.
To give a basketball term.
Yeah. And she's, and Garcelle's like,
marriage.
Slamming it.
She's nothing but net, I would say.
Layup to, what's it called?
Slam dunk?
Slam dunk. We'll get to Michael Jordan later.
Oh, my, dude, no. We don't talk about Michael Jordan. Yeah. I mean, the ring, but, like, to quote Kim Zolciak, the ring didn't mean a thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I had a really good time this episode. And we got to see Glam by Pam.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to see her. No, I had a great time. We were laughing.
Great.
And then we head on over to Miami.
Where I also had a good time.
I had a good time making pizza dough. We spent a lot of time in this household learning about pizza dough this past weekend, watching Claire Savitz spend an hour building an outdoor pizza oven and then making dough from scratch and building that in her little woodland backyard.
Where does she live?
Somewhere in upstate New York.
Oh, that's annoying.
But we're with Todd, Alexia, Anthony, and Dr. Nicole.
Todd?
Corn on the cob.
Ugh.
Like, why are we reliving this from like start to finish?
He really likes being on television.
Mm, it's Ruelian.
I mean, it was fine.
Yeah. We go on a ketamine trip. Meredith Marxian.
Okay, first of all, the drive to go do ketamine.
We kept asking, like, who's driving this car?
Like, I would never, no offense, trust Julia behind a wheel. It's like, that's like asking me to drive.
And when you say behind the wheel, I didn't see anyone's hand on the wheel. The car was moving and like no one was touching it. Was is this one of those like drive by itself cars?
No, it's a GMC truck.
Oh, yes, I don't think the GMC trucks drive themselves yet. Yet.
Yet. I think you have to like go to San Francisco for that.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think they're like banned in San Francisco proper, so you have to go to like
the outskirts. The Bay Area, as they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Bay Area.
There's famously a bay there. Did you know?
I know. Okay, so we then arrive there, and then we go on a trip. And, like, if this is trying to sell it, I'm not buying.
Well, first of all, she, like, is lifted up into heaven and then, like, sees her brother and her dad.
And then she's freaking the fuck out.
She's freaking the fuck out. And, like, Julia's crying harder.
You know, sometimes you may wonder, like, are there any true friendships on these shows? Like, I do think the bond between Julia and Adriana is one of the strongest bonds we have.
Yeah. And I will say, when people say, Julia didn't say this, when people say they're like empaths, I'm like, get away from me.
Oh.
But I think if there is one true empath in the world, it might be Julia.
Julia Lemigova.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bestow that upon her.
Except when she's ignoring Martina.
She's like, maybe she's actually empathing that.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Okay, we are on a Formula One celebration of life yacht. And you informed me, from your below deck knowledge, I guess, that we do not wear shoes on the yachts.
On yachts. Unlike most yachts. I think, like, yachts like this. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Formula One, that is a thing I learned about from when Sam Marino was a guest on this podcast.
One of his many interests.
I have a question, though.
Oh, okay.
Formula One's about race cars. Mm. I didn't see one. We're on the water.
So I think it's kind of just like, it's kind of like, okay, when the Super Bowl's in a city, right? Like, we are celebrating it all weekend in that city. Not like... Like here in New York, if the Super Bowl's in Denver, we're not partying all weekend here in New York. But in Denver, the girls are out. We're having fun.
Okay.
So I think this is like, oh, Formula One's in town.
We have to party.
We have to celebrate.
Okay. Denver would be fun to go to. Have you ever been?
No.
There's a bar called like Charlie's there or Uncle Charlie's. That was fun.
Okay. And then that's where we learn, we have a flashback to Lisa hanging out with Adriana and Gertie and being like, Gertie, I just need you to know that I am there for you for what you are going through. A thing that I will not name, nor will I say how I know such a thing. And Gertie's like, what the fuck?
Larsa.
Oh. One of our greatest minds, I would say.
An empath. Someone on Twitter pointed out that if you go to Naomi Biden's likes on Twitter, granddaughter of Joe Byron, our president.
Interesting that like it went from Joseph Byron to eventually a Biden.
She has like a couple tweets that she's liked about how much... people hate Larsa.
I would love to see, like, has Naomi Biden ever liked one of mine?
You could probably see because it would have said Naomi Biden.
But sometimes when it's a hit tweet, you can't keep track.
Dan loves going into our group chats and announcing, like, if he has a hit tweet.
I don't think I did that this time. No,
you did that yesterday.
No. Jamie brought it to everyone's attention.
Okay. Well, she's an enabler.
So, wow.
She's a pusher.
Painting a false narrative.
Okay, but you have a history.
Oh.
You have a history.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oof. Wow. I'm glad I cleared that up real quick. Naomi Biden might have liked it. I would have slid right past me.
Hard He's just track. So popular on Twitter.
It's hard to keep track.
How many followers do you have? Like 700?
Oh my God. Okay. So that's that. And then we have the taping of Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan's podcast, Separation Anxiety.
An iHeartRadio pod.
Not everyone could say that.
And there was a producer in the room.
They are sitting side to side.
Cheek to cheek. Literally butt cheek to butt cheek.
Holding each other as they record.
That's how Dan and I record.
Yes. Oh my God. Like people like who go to a restaurant and sit next to each other.
It's so annoying.
Oh my God.
It's like, how do you even have a conversation, especially on a podcast like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me. And then also, like, audio-wise, the mics should not be, like, facing the same direction. There's a lot wrong here. Lars's energy, I'm actually, like, dying to listen to an episode, kind of. Not, when I say listen to an episode, I mean, like, scrub, like, halfway through and listen to 30 seconds of it.
That's interesting, because I would rather die than listen to an episode.
Just to, like, see, is it the low energy that she's giving us during the intro, which, like, you got to start big.
She is Go On Girl, Give Us Nothing.
She really is the definition of Go On Girl. So that's that. We had Marisol and Kiki hanging out injured in the backyard.
Love this scene.
Two friends. I love pointing out when it's only friends on camera.
And we get Marisol's husband.
Yeah. Husband of a friend.
Marisol looked beautiful in this scene.
The way that you, like... The way that she took your breath away. Like, as exhausting as it is for us to watch two episodes with one of them being supersized, there is like an added bonus of like watching you respond to certain things to it. Marisol's beauty taking your breath away.
But then there's an added bonus where I get like you and Alex like doing bits that I'm sure that you've already rehearsed. Well, like you both like did the... Kyle doing Sutton. So I was watching Dan and Alex do Kyle doing Sutton.
Oh, I mean, but like that's been going on for a few weeks. So we just like do it around the house sometimes.
That's what I'm talking about, you fucking freaks. At least do it something relevant. Sometimes you guys have like your little bits that like mean nothing to the outside world.
Oh my God. Well, you're on our turf. Like, wow. Okay. Let's go to the blank cancer party.
Okay. Gertie and Russell showing up basically first. And then just watching Russell try to escape.
This poor man. Trying to support his wife. But like, we talk about like Todd wanting to be there so badly. Russell does not want to be here at all.
I know. He's like in the corner like... hiding half the time.
Yeah.
But Gertie, I will say, I think she might be one of the chicest dressers on Housewives these days.
An unsung look queen.
Yeah. Like, even she was at Kathy Hilton's Christmas party.
Oh, we forgot to mention her.
And her look was one of the top toots.
Top toots of the week. Wow. Okay, so the girls are all coming in. You do got to kind of give it to Alexia. Like, kissing Adriana's ass.
Alexia knows how to do Housewives.
Like, we joke how, like, she's, like, from the mold of the Teresa Giudice factory. But, like, sometimes she's, like, not sometimes, like, often, she does it Housewives so much better than Teresa does.
But I would argue, Teresa kind of knows how to switch teams and play a little bit, too.
Occasionally.
The only person she doesn't do that with is Zia.
Zia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that. And then we come to learn. This like went under my radar in the Hochstein battle of roses.
I would say that the Hochstein battle is a little too much news to keep up with day to day when it's not on your screen.
Yeah. So Lisa allegedly placed a listening device in Lenny's car. So like when it flashed on the screen, I was like, wait, he placed a listening device in her car? in the car that she lent, which would have made more sense to me.
I thought that's what the headline said too.
Yeah, but no, 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 no. He lent her car, and then like she thought to like put a listening device in it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. And then she's not at the party because the police, the police are there.
I feel like that home, there's like always police.
Yeah. Yeah. We like dip a toe into Gertie versus Larsa, mm-hmm. but it sounds like that's going to be like next week really.
Yeah. I will say Gertie, sometimes she doesn't fight in a sensical way.
Mm.
Like Larsa was like catching on to her energy, and like some of the stuff Gertie was saying was just like didn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just like want to coach her through like,
yeah, because I mean like that, like sometimes when like on a housewives fight, like for instance like Kyle and Sutton, there's not really like a clear winner, like you both are being stupid, mm-hmm. right? But like Gertie, like you could like annihilate this woman.
This woman did one of the worst things I've ever seen on one of these shows.
Yeah, so like you can actually play it so cool,
mm-hmm.
and finish her.
Yeah.
So we could have done like a little more pre-planning.
Yeah, I feel like we need to get like Gertie in a room with like Nicole to like really chat through a plan of action.
Go through our plan.
Yeah.
Because like she was actually like trying to plan it out with Russell, but Russell's like, no, nothing.
Russell was like in the corner eating like meats that some waiter brought to him.
No, but before, when they were getting ready at home.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But like, yeah, he wants nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll stay tuned. Well, okay, we have a Freak of the Week on One True Queen this week.
Okay, Dan, who is our freak?
Our Freak of the Week this week is, I gotta say, if you're a hater of the girls having fun on Spotify Rap Day, you need to back off.
Get a life.
Get a life. And I'm not even saying this from like the perspective of...
Well, Dan is like, he lives for Spotify Raps.
I actually, I don't know. What I was going to say is like it's fun seeing like when we pop up for the podcast girlies, that's all fun. But I actually like, I legitimately care more about the music aspect of it. Like I'm always excited. Like what's going to be my number one? What artists are going to show up? Blah, 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 blah.
In the words of Madonna, music makes the people come together.
And in the words of Madonna, there's no greater power than the power of goodbye, making my top five this year.
Oh my God.
Because of the cursed household Felicity binge.
And that's also funny. You also had two songs from Fire Island, the film.
Now, Hard to Break wasn't because of Fire Island. Like, Hard to Break has been on my top five before. It's just like a song that when it comes on, I never skip it. So like it, Spotify is like always serving it to me, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm not going to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised that I did not have Willow, the Witchy remix by Taylor Swift pop up again. And not even a Taylor Swift in the top five to begin with. But yeah, it's just I love it. I love seeing what the other girls have too. I'm not just like...
And like the city thing was fun this year.
Oh, they always come up with a new twist.
Yeah.
I'm in Cambridge with a bunch of the girls.
Oh yeah, that's where like I think the bisexuals landed. I was in some like College Station, Texas or something.
And I think we could blame Jody Messina for that one.
Jody Messina did make my top five. I was very proud of that.
So yeah, we're just having fun with the girls.
Jody Messina, who famously appeared on Real Housewives of Atlanta with Candy.
Okay, wow. Yes, I do recall that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Our One True Queen this week is... This is actually like another element of us watching together in person. When it pops up... Like, we're fast-forwarding through commercials because we're, like, running late from recording, like, the first half of the show. But whenever the Bump Rules Season 11 tease comes on with the Raise Your Glass reprise...
The found footage from, like, the promo shoot last year.
Yeah. The queen is whoever, like, dug up that footage of, like... Lisa looking sexily at the camera while the kids chat.
Yeah. Raquel cut off.
Raquel out of frame.
This also, like, an added element to this is, like, we would have not gotten the Candace version of Raise Your Glass without this commercial, I don't think.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You're so right about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would have never even seen this footage if not for what happened last year.
They call it Scandoval.
They call it... Wait. Them saying, like, they call it Scandoval on Winterhouse. I hate so much about Winterhouse, but I do love, like, the meta verse of it.
The meta. The referencing of other shows in a fun way.
It's
a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Wow. What a week. Jam-packed.
Jeez Louise. Well, I got to go to P-Town. So
he's me out of here. So
wrap this up.
So go to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything. And like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
I want to see ya come through, Queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.